Hey everyone, Nova Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to kicking the screen addiction to the curb and reclaiming your awesome life. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and suddenly it's 2 a.m. We've all been there. But what if I told you that beating phone addiction isn't just about willpower, it's about embracing a superpower called self-compassion. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here comes the hippy-dippy talk, hear me out. Self-compassion is like having an inner best friend who cheers you on, even when you mess up. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a good pal struggling with something. And trust me, it's seriously powerful in this battle against screen addiction. Because let's be real, getting sucked into our phones can feel like a constant struggle. We judge ourselves for those late-night scrolling sessions, the missed deadlines because we were glued to TikTok, or the awkward silence at dinner because everyone was staring at their screens. That inner critic? Yeah, it doesn't help. Self-compassion says, hey, I get it. You're human. We all stumble sometimes. Instead of beating yourself up, let's figure out how to navigate this together. So how does self-compassion actually work? Here are 5 key takeaways. 1. Recognize your struggles. First things first, acknowledge that you're not alone in this. Seriously, millions of people struggle with screen addiction. It's not a character flaw, it's a common challenge in our hyper-connected world. Recognizing your struggles is the first step towards overcoming them. 2. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself like you would treat a friend going through something tough. Offer words of encouragement, understanding, and support instead of harsh self-criticism. Remember, beating phone addiction isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Celebrate those small victories, like putting your phone away during dinner or taking a screen-free walk in nature. 3. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is all about being present in the moment and paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When you feel yourself reaching for your phone out of boredom or habit, pause and take a few deep breaths. Notice the sensations in your body, the sounds around you, and the beauty of the present moment. 4. Set boundaries. You're in control. Establish clear boundaries around your phone use. Set specific times for checking social media or playing games, and stick to them. Out of sight, out of mind, literally. Keep your phone in another room while you're doing other activities like reading, exercising, or spending time with loved ones. 5. Find alternative activities. Replace mindless scrolling with activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. Read a book. Learn a new skill, connect with friends and family face to face, or spend time in nature. Remember, life is meant to be lived, not just observed through a screen. Ever feel like your phone is constantly demanding your attention? You know that feeling when your notifications are buzzing, and you just can't help but check, even though you're trying to focus on something else? That's our friend, phantom vibration syndrome, at work. It's basically our brains being tricked into thinking our phone is vibrating, even when it isn't. It happens to the best of us. I've definitely felt the phantom buzz myself while in a meeting or during a deep conversation with a friend. And you know what? That's where self-compassion comes in handy. Instead of beating yourself up for checking, acknowledge the feeling, gently remind yourself that there's no actual notification, and redirect your attention back to the present moment. Self-compassion isn't about being passive or permissive, it's about understanding that we all make mistakes, have cravings, and struggle with temptations. It's about treating ourselves with kindness and understanding while still taking steps towards our goals. So remember, you've got this. Embrace self-compassion as your secret weapon in the fight against screen addiction. Be kind to yourself, celebrate the small victories, and keep striving for a more balanced and fulfilling life. Ready to take charge of your phone habits? Share this episode with a friend who could use a little reminder about the power of self-compassion. And don't forget to leave a review, it helps other people discover this podcast and join us on our journey to reclaim our lives from screens. Until next time, stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.